We would prefer to take Memorial Day off.
But that won't be the case for Mark Anderson and his wife Ronette, the owners of Anderson Seed and Garden in Logan, Utah.
But since it is such a big gardening day, we open early hours. We open at 8 and we stay open until 1.
Anderson says he has full staff all weekend and Monday.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that like to stay home, and instead of traveling, they'll stay home and work in the garden, or they'll plant flowers and they'll plant trees and they'll try and beautify their yard, make things look nice, do some planters. And so we feel like we almost have to be open for 6 hours just to keep our clientele happy.
Since Anderson's grandmother started the business in 1942, he says they look forward to Memorial Day every year.
It's a productive day for us.
According to an analysis from Wombly, it will be a productive day for businesses throughout the state. Brad Plotho, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Wombly, says Memorial Day has terrible sales nationally.
In Utah, it couldn't be more inverted. So Memorial Day is the number 5 day of the entire year for retailers in Utah. They see 3 more transactions per day at $71 more per transaction. So daily revenue is up almost 80% compared to the average day in Utah.
Businesses take advantage of the many Utahns that choose to do staycations and shop locally. And Plotho says people respond well to all the deals offered on Memorial Day.
This is a good thing for the local economy. It's a good thing for local retailers who need every edge they can get these days.
Plotho says you can expect packed stores and long lines, but you should still get out and see what your local businesses have to offer. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.